We are seeing, and we do see a sort of an east-west divide here, where the eastern side of the country has lower levels of commercial vacancy compared to the west or northwest. It reflects what people see in their day-to-day lives. Well, we all hear figures, economic figures, GNP, GDP, and all these things. This is what it looks like. These figures reflect what it looks like in your community, on your local street, because we're looking at the real economy and the commercial vacancies as a barometer.
When we take a look at it county by county, let's start with Sligo, the highest level of vacant commercial property in the country.
Sligo has a vacancy rate of 19.4. Just to put that in some context, then the lowest county with the lowest commercial vacancy rate is County Meath, with just under 10% at 9.9. So you can see almost a 10% swing. Sligo has actually seen a decrease of 0.6% in its commercial vacancy rate over the last 12 months. So
Ballybuffet, as regards towns in the region, has got a very, very high vacant commercial rate there.
Ballybuffet, unfortunately, Donegal has the highest commercial vacancy rate at 30%, which is, there is a lot that hopefully Ballybuffet can do to decrease its vacancy rate and give more vibrancy. Sligo, as we're talking about the towns, just look at Sligo for a second. It also had a very high vacancy rate of 24.1%. If you think about Ballybuffet and Sligo, and that's those kind of percentages you're looking at, sort of what it would feel like, one in four places that you pass would be vacant, you know, which doesn't give a great feel to the place.
And in relation to Leitrim, once again, high rates recorded here.
I'm afraid Leitrim was one of the higher counties as well, at nearly 17%, at 16.9%, well above the average of 13.9%. It's not the side of the average that you want to be on. You want to be trying to drive that down lower. Now, Leitrim again saw a small decrease in its vacancy rate of 0.3% over the 12 months, which is again, you know, good and moving in the right direction. A lot of companies had, you know, relief through wage subsidies. They had, you know, hold on lease increases or lease payments, loan payments, etc. And they've all ended now, or most. And companies are coming out and having to pay all those costs now. At the same time,